Romans chapter 3 from verse 10. Verse 10 to 12. Romans chapter 3 verse 10 to 12. Who is there? Who is in Romans chapter 3 verse 10 to 12? Amen. Amen. What does the word says? No one who does good, not even one. But before we get into the text, I want somebody to get up and pray for us. Who can pray? Children, who knows how to pray now? You, pray for us. Amen. 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 What is your name? Ima. Thank you very much, Ima, for that wonderful prayer. And so in our text, the Bible says to us this morning, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside and they have become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Amen.
Amen.
Children, do you know what a good person is? Who can tell me who a good person is? If they say somebody is good, you. By helping, right? Okay, anybody from the girls? One person from the girls, who is a good person? You wanted to raise your hand, come on. That does not steal. Amen. Let's just take these two answers because of time. He said, a good person is someone who helps others. In other words, someone who obeys God's commandments in helping others. And she said, someone who does not steal. The Ten Commandments say we should not steal. Who? Thou shalt not steal. But the Bible this morning is telling us something. It says that there is none good. Right? It's saying this, none of us is righteous. This is what the scripture is saying, and I'll tell you why. The scripture is saying there is none good because of the nature of God. Our God is a holy God. Our God is a righteous God. Our God is a God who has no sin in himself. Children, are you listening? Our God has no sin in himself. And so therefore, all human beings, any single sin that is committed, one sin is enough to condemn a soul to hellfire. Who has ever told a lie before? If you know you've lied before, put your hands up. Amen. Girls, you don't used to lie. All of us are liars. Amen. There is nobody who hasn't lied before. So the Bible is saying there is none good, given the general fact that all of us are sinners. Nobody is righteous among us. There is only one man who had perfect righteousness. If you want to be righteous before God, by your works. You have to be righteous, zero sin from the day you were born to the day you die. But all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. And that's why our scripture is saying again, as it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. Not even one. So this now poses a question. How can I make it to heaven if I am not a good person? How can I get to heaven if I'm not a good person? Because again, the nature of God, children, please listen to this. If you understand this, you understand what Christianity is all about. If you understand this, you understand what even plenty old people don't understand. Listen carefully. Listen to me right now. The way for man to go to heaven has to be only through Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you why. Because there is none good. No, not one. You and I are sinners. And then the nature of God says this. He is just. That means for every sin, God must punish that sin. Amen? Whichever sin you have ever committed, whether it's lying, whether you steal, whether you disobey your parents, whatever sin, God must punish eternally. His justice must be satisfied. Think about this. If somebody steals from you, and you catch that person and take that person to court, cool? You say, judge, this man stole my daddy's car. This man stole, or somebody steal from your daddy. He stole my daddy's car, he stole his phone. Look at evidence. We have the man stealing it on video. You show the court that this man actually stole from your daddy. And then the judge now look at that thief. And then the thief says, okay, please, I will not do it again. Allow me to go. Then he did not pay for the car. He did not pay for all the things he steal. If that judge lets him go, is the judge a good person? He's not a good person. Because justice demands payment for the crime you've committed. Justice demands that since you brought the case and evidence is clear, that man must pay for that thing that he stole. He must give you back your car. He must give you back your phone. Your father's property must come back to you. But if he does not do that, if that thing doesn't come back and he lets that man go free, you might even say maybe he bribed the judge. Maybe he gave the judge part of the money. Abi? So that's the same thing with our God. Our God's justice must be satisfied. Amen. You cannot just sin and because you say, God, I'm sorry, just like that, he lets you go. No. This is why we need Jesus Christ. Children, listen. We need Jesus Christ because you and I cannot pay for our sins by our saying we are sorry. If you say, God, forgive me, it won't pay for your sins. If you say, God, I'm sorry, I will not do it again, it won't pay for the sins you have already committed. There is one who paid for our sins, and that's Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. And so when we sin, we are already indebted to God. We must face his judgment. But because God is just, and God is also love, this is what God did. He sent his son Jesus Christ to come and die for the sins and pay for all the sins that we cannot pay for by ourselves. Our righteousness cannot atone for our sins. Somebody should open to the book of Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. Another person should open to Galatians chapter 2, verse 21. Let us see something briefly. Who is in Isaiah 64, verse 6? Anybody in Isaiah 64, verse 6? Read for us, please. Amen. Amen. Did you hear him? Did you hear him? He said, all of us have gone astray, and all our righteousness. Did you hear that? Our righteousness, all your obedience, all the good things you are doing, is filthy rags, is dirty rags. Children, listen to this. All the obedience you've done cannot get you to heaven. If you are trusting in your own good works because you are a good girl, if daddy say come, you come. If mommy send you, you go. You don't use to lie. If you are trusting in that fact, you will not make heaven, no? Because dirty rags cannot clean sin. Can a dirty rag clean these chairs? If you use dirty rag to clean the chair, what will happen? We can ask our auntie here. If the rag is dirty, it's filthy, and you use it to clean a chair, it will only make it worse. Abby? So in the same way, all the good things that you and I have done cannot get us to heaven. Somebody, the person in Galatians 2:21 should read it for us. Amen. Amen. Did you hear this now? If you have been trusting in your works, you are living in a manner that is saying Jesus Christ died for nothing. What the Bible says in Galatians 2:21 is this. I do not set aside the grace of God. What is the grace of God? Jesus Christ coming to die for our sins is the manifestation of God's love and His mercy and His grace. But then he said, I do not set this grace aside, because if righteousness can be gained by being a good girl and a good boy, Jesus Christ died for what? Nothing. He died in vain. So this is what I want you to understand, children. Your righteousness, your being a good person, cannot save you. There is only one who can save you. And there is only one way you can be saved, and that is faith in Jesus Christ. That is believing upon Jesus Christ. That is putting all your trust, not in your baptism, not in your coming to church, not in your being a good person and helping somebody and not stealing, but in the fact that one more thing to read in Galatians chapter 3 verse 10. I'm going to read it for the sake of time. Galatians chapter 3 verse 10 says this. For as many as are of the works of the law, in other words, all who rely on the works of the law, on keeping the Ten Commandments to go to heaven, are under a curse. As it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do all things which are written in the book of the law. If you do not keep the law 100% the way I started, if you are not perfect from the day you were born to the day you die, your only hope to get into heaven is forgiveness. There are only two types of people who will enter heaven. Perfect people, which don't exist. Nobody is perfect. But forgiving people are the ones we are. So if you are trusting in Christ to forgive you, you are trusting in Him alone and not Him and your works, then you can make heaven, children. But if you are trusting in your works, the Bible says you are under a curse. So children, this is the end of my message. And my message to you is this. Repent from thinking that your works can save you. Repent from thinking that all the things you know how to do, your obedience can save you. Repent from your sins. And remember that it's not your repentance that is going to save you, but your faith now in Christ. Let's say this is my sinful road, this is my works. You are going to turn from your sin and then come on to righteousness. Walk in the road of righteousness, but do not trust in the righteousness, trust in Jesus Christ for your salvation while you walk in the road of righteousness. Amen. Do we understand? I hope we have seen from the scriptures. It's not just from me. It's not my idea, but the Bible is telling us this. It is by faith alone that we have been saved. Grace alone, through faith alone, through Christ alone. There is no other God but Jesus Christ. For the glory of God alone, and we all found this truth in the scriptures alone. This is the foundation of Christianity. This is what Christianity is all about. This is how you get your salvation, by trusting in Jesus Christ, abandoning your own sin. Amen. I hope all of you are going to repent. If you are thinking that it's your works, if you are thinking that it's the good person that goes to heaven, the Bible says no one is good. Only those who trust in Jesus Christ will make heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. You've granted us the clarity of all of it. Your word that is simple. So simple that even a child we know you can open his mind to understand. And at the same time so complex that even the theologian will scrub his own head and still not get it always. Father, open this word to these children and to the parents here. Teach them also. Open our own hearts also to understand your word and to abide by it. Grant us grace to repent from thinking our works will save us, and give us faith in Christ alone, that we are going to trust him, just like the hymn writer will say, nothing in our hands we bring, but simply to the cross we are clinging. O Lord, we cling unto you this morning. We ask that by your grace, you grant us true faith, true saving faith, that none in this congregation this morning will miss the kingdom by trusting in their own works for their own salvation. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. So thank you very much. Thank you.